B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It is time for your favorite game show with the Get Up Crew.
Quarantine.
That's right. Let's meet our special guest, celebrity judge, named after somebody on the show. Melissa!
Oh, what a great name.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
I was talking to our Melissa. Sorry. No disrespect. You are a wonderful person. But all I'm saying is to our Melissa.
Yes.
If we ever got a judge named Romero, that would guarantee a win for me. Because
right.
We have a kinship with the name.
I understand.
All right? And I'm sure if there was someone who ever called up whose name is Pebbles.
Yes.
Pebbles could be like, you know what? Yesterday, I did nothing but stared at a wall, and she'd still win because of the name.
That's kind
of
what I'm going to say. So.
So all I'm saying is, right now you're the front runner, and we haven't even started.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
So would you like to be the first one to go?
I will be the first one.
All right. Melissa, your namesake is telling us what she did for quarantine. Go ahead.
I did nothing except binge watch episodes of The Office and write in the journal that Pebbles gave me last week.
You wrote in a journal?
I did. I know. It is a little impressive for me, but
yeah.
I mean, to the average person, that's not exciting at all. So that's all I did. That's all I did.
That continues my theme of how Melissa's killing it for quarantine overall.
Yes,
always
Melissa.
Trying different things. Yes, Melissa.
But
on the
were
phone.
Your cats with you?
Melissa, okay, wait, hold on,
right.
I will say this, Melissa, I took probably one of the most precious photos of my cats yesterday, because one of my cats, Boots, she's 19 and she's not doing well, she's very weak, I'm probably going to have to put her down soon. Wait, no, hold on, I'm not looking for a sympathy vote, I'm planting the seed here. Butters is 5 and she loves Boots so much and can sense that she's sick. So the picture, Boots is literally huddled over her, like hugging her.
Yeah.
And I took the picture and I put it on Twitter, and even Joseph Sikora, Tommy from Power, retweeted it and said, "This is one of the most beautiful pictures I've ever seen." So I didn't even think of that. I did take the
picture.
Tommy thinks
it's a beautiful
picture.
Yeah,
Tommy. Yeah, I was pretty shocked.
Let's see here.
Hold on.
I'm gonna have to look at that picture,
Melissa. I'll put it. It's Melissa. Tell me your email,
Leroy,
or something. I'll send
you
it
out,
to you
Leroy?
Right now. Ramiro, look.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I like it. That's a good picture.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, Pebbles, would you like to go next?
I told you I quit.
Pebbles, you won for chopping vegetables one day.
Listen, that don't mean nothing. Anyway, so I had my wine down with my friends. We talked about Insecure. Leroy never showed up. Drank some delicious grapefruit-flavored rosé and called it a freaking night.
Grapefruit, huh?
I love grapefruit-flavored stuff.
I like
it was
too.
So
not a fan of grapefruit.
Delicious. It was like this nice pink, bright, yeah.
There we go. See? Okay. Describe the wine. You know, Melissa might be a lush for all we know.
And the only other thing I did was, so I like set up like an office space like right near my window. I live on the second floor of my apartment building. And I realized yesterday that I just sit up there and judge people like that come in and out of my building, because I'm always like, oh, you ain't wearing a mask. Oh, okay.
That's the most relatable thing you've ever said, Pebbles. All right, so here we go. Let's move on to Leroy now. Go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, so yesterday I put together a bookshelf, a dresser. I hit the football field again.
Oh,
I did a workout. But that's not what I wanted to present for quarantine today. What I did do and I wanted to present is I wrote a letter, and I would like to read it now.
Oh.
Very quick.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So please.
Okay.
You got to cut the music because this is serious.
Okay. Mm.
It is with a heavy heart that I am announcing my retirement today from the League of Who Won Quarantine. I gave it my all, nothing but blood, sweat, and tears. And despite all of that, I was robbed of wins.
You definitely
were. I'm not bitter, just stating the facts. I want to thank God, my mother, family, and friends who have been with me since the beginning. I hope I made you proud. I love you all. So in the words of the great Tupac Shakur, I'll leave you with this here. Even though you're fed up, which I am, you got to keep your head up, and I will. Thank you.
That's beautiful.
I'm out.
That's beautiful.
So wait, so you're now quitting?
I retired.
You will not be participating in this from here on out.
I have retired. Oh, I've submitted my papers.
No. You're not a quitter. You can't do that.
I retired.
The only thing that we're really going to be missing is him saying words because he never wins.
Although, it's just and noise coming out of his face. Quarantine is going to be kind of done soon anyways. So.
Yeah, Lira's been done since this thing started. All right, let's move on to me. Yesterday, Melissa, I actually met a rap star in the most random place. Don't laugh, our Melissa. I was at Valvoline getting my oil changed, and I met Arsonist. Now, you might not know the name yet, but I'm giving this guy a shout-out. Arsonist, he was changing my oil. We got to talking, and he was like, yo, check out my music. And I did, and I actually enjoyed it. It's on. You can check it out on Spotify and stuff like that. I'm going to play you a little sample. It's a love ballad. Okay. It's a love ballad, and it's called Go Girl. I'm gonna play that to my for my wife on Valentine's Day because
I'm sure she'll love that.
Straight romance. Big shout out to Arsonist. He can rap and change oil. Boom. Mm. And that
it is very romantic.
Yeah, it is. It is. So now, Melissa, you have to decide between our stories again. However you want to pick the winner, it's all on you. So go ahead. It's on you.
Okay. So. So Amira, you found Undiscovered Talent, which is pretty cool in the most random of places. Leroy, definitely with that mic drop. Mm. But did I hear Pebbles right when she said you blew her off yesterday?
Yes, she did.
He didn't show up for the wind down.
And I listened to this show, I can't do my mornings without you guys, so I know that's a problem, Leroy.
Okay.
Just like when you were going, like when you had that mystery date going on, when Melissa was doing the same thing.
Coming back to haunt you.
It's a trend.
Yep.
I guess I'm...
As good as the mic drop was, I'm going to have to take you out of the running just for blowing off my
love
cover.
I love it.
Okay.
But we're calling him Ghost now.
Pebbles, you're a sweetheart. You always think everything with your heart, and I love you for that. But I'm going to have to pick Melissa simply because of the not even the name, but the cock tugs at my heartstrings.
Pebbles, do you want me to write you a retirement letter?
You know, I was just going to say, as of tomorrow, I'm out.
Wow.
Wait, Melissa, in all seriousness, tell our producer, Mark, your information. I'm going to send it to you so you can see it.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Look at that. Thank you very much, Melissa. See? I mean, look.
Wait, it's on my Instagram, too, by the way, at Melissa on the radio. If you want to see it on my Instagram.
You never know what's going to connect with somebody. You never know.
I'll tell you right now, how many wins do I have, Pebbles? Is it 7?
You're
look on the board.
You can count.
So the score is me, I have 9. Melissa, you're second place. You have 8. You have 8.
I have 8? Okay.
Yeah, you're right behind
me. So I have 8.
Pebbles has 6, and let me see. Oh,
Pebbles is quitting.
Then Pebbles, then space. Oh, there's Leroy with 3.
I don't blame you, Leroy.
I would say out of the 8, 7 of them were me doing nothing.
Yeah, that's why you never
know. But there's always like a little niche that connects with somebody in some way.
You never know what it's going to be. The only thing that's guaranteed is that Leroy's never going to win.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.